Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, the big Labor Day weekend version thereof. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are in the middle of a two-game set with Texas. Happy to say it was a W last night, and let's hope for a sweep tonight. Could happen. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder and CEO of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall. And for you pizza lovers out there, also Big Parm in the Mess Hall in Tustin, and the full-service Raw by Slapfish, which is located on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, right next to the original Fast Casual Slapfish there. And also some great recognition in the last week for them. Nation's Restaurant News every year does their best sandwiches across the United States. It's a small group of six. And Chef Andrew's oyster, it is an oyster BLT with avocado, was one of the winners. And boy, is that a good-looking sandwich, and it even tastes better. So congrats to Chef Andrew on that. And we'll be speaking with him a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. Topics of conversation are going to be Chef Bill Bracken's big fundraiser that's coming up next week for Bracken's Kitchen. Wasn't quite able to do it the same way last year and back live this year with all safety protocols in place. Chef Andrew has always been a big supporter of Bracken's Kitchen, as the SoCal Restaurant Show has, and he will be one of the participating chefs. Still some tickets available and definitely a worthwhile event. Some of the best chefs in Orange County are part of that, including Rich Mead of Farmhouse at Rogers Garden, who we'll be speaking to a little later in the show. September 1st is the first anniversary of Farmhouse at Rogers Garden. Pretty incredible achievement and still doing great work. Chef Andrew also will be talking about hot sauce. Hot sauce, packaged hot sauce at retail is ubiquitous these days. And there are just dozens of choices that are out there already and more that are arriving all the time. So we'll get Chef Andrew's take on what goes into making a shelf-stable hot sauce that's really good. In other words, no artificial colors, no preservatives, no enhancements. Given there is a signature hot sauce that started with the origins of Slapfish, Chef Andrew is kind of an authority on hot sauce and definitely knows his level of hotness. So we definitely look forward to that. Do appreciate you being with us this long holiday weekend, a Labor Day weekend. And, of course, we have a full and new show for you. So please stay tuned. A lot of great things going on. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. It's a good way of following us during the week between Saturdays because we post information there, give you previews of what's coming up on the next Saturday show. And by Monday or Tuesday following the Saturday, the links to the podcasts of all the individual segments will be there. And we're often asked, you know, I like to try to hear the show in real time when it's live, and we appreciate that because that's why we're here. But life being life, sometimes you can't always tune in, and we understand and appreciate that. So we archive the show segments individually, and they are available via our website, but also, as they like to say, wherever you go for your favorite podcast. So do keep that in mind, as we like to say, there always leftovers, and the segments are accessible. So something to definitely keep in mind. Website's easy at SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best and provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're enthusiastically supported each and every week and presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, as you're out and about this weekend, certainly a lot of dining opportunities. Most restaurants are open on Monday, so do keep that in mind. Also, brunch tomorrow, and brunch is becoming more and more popular at restaurants, and they seem to try to outdo themselves with varying degrees of creativity. And, of course, potent libations to be able to go with all of that, too, which is definitely fun. So always keep brunch in mind, too. Sometimes for some of the more popular restaurants, brunch can be a little bit of an easier reservation than dinner, particularly on a Friday or Saturday evening. So, you know, just a little tip along the way there. Restaurants are still recovering from the pandemic. One of the worst challenges right now is just being properly staffed, which we've talked about quite often on the show. And it's both front of the house and back of the house. And if you're a dinner house or better in terms of where you fit in the spectrum of dining, you can't deliver a subpar experience, either being shorthanded in the kitchen or having staff in front to be able to accommodate the number of guests that you're seating. So what you're starting to see restaurants having to do, and it's a continuing dilemma, is because they realize that the staffing levels they have, they just can't deliver the experience they promise. What they're doing is cutting back hours and sometimes even cutting back days. Hopefully, as the year progresses, this will get resolved. But, you know, it's a huge dilemma right now because, of course, restaurants are willing and able to welcome guests back to their restaurants, both with outdoor seating and indoor seating, and accommodating all the safety protocols, but just don't have the staff to be able to do that. So it's a real frustrating time. As we mentioned, September 1st was the fifth anniversary of Farmhouse at Rogers Garden, the dream project for owner chef Rich Mead, and we're going to be having a chance to chat with him coming up in the next segment. And to commemorate all of this, he has a special menu through tomorrow of $5 bites that are locating local and farmers market type ingredients. And of course, they're always beverage specials. And when Rich does something, he never does it halfway. So something to keep in mind. Then we're going up to Lake County in California, and we're going to meet the owner winemaker behind Prima Materia wines. These are Italian-American wines from a 12-acre estate vineyard that's in Lake County. Really fascinating gentleman, a chef by background, definitely a big believer in wine and food go together and doing something very special. Then Adam Bell, who is our social media consultant and also our web guru and also a coffee fanatic. 2 weeks ago, he was at the big coffee expo at the Anaheim Convention Center. This is called Coffee Fest. Adam's going to give us an idea of what's new in coffee besides the prices going up and talk about what it's like attending a big walk-around convention, you know, with COVID still very much on people's minds, kind of a strange situation. Then a big fundraiser is coming up this month that the Sergeant Pepperoni Pizza Store folks are doing to benefit Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, specifically funds that are going to CHOC, Children's Hospital of Orange County. This has been an ongoing program of Sergeant Pepperoni's for a while. Really wonderful effort that we want to showcase, very generous on their part. And then, of course, we'll conclude with Chef Andrew. So fasten your seatbelts. We got a full show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Coming back with Farmhouse at Rogers Garden.